Want to know what denying Christ can mean for you? Keep watching.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Fernanda.
My name is Marlon.
I'm Julia.
And I'm Jose.
Yeah! I think that was very loud. Sorry.
I think that was good. That
turned
was
good. Down.
Thank you. Julia, thank you so much for joining us for another week.
Yes,
another
thank week. You for having me another week.
Yep.
Didn't get kicked off last time.
No. As you can see, we're still wearing the same clothes. But it's a different week, for all you know. Let me start. Guys, I have a question for you. Sorry.
Ask away.
Marlon.
Ask away.
What does denying mean to you?
To me, I would see it as something I am offered.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, nah. I look at it I acknowledge it, but I deny it. And I'm basically saying no to that thing.
Okay. Is it, like, does it have urgency for a deny, like, urgency for you to say no? Or is it just like, oh, no, thank you?
I would say it depends.
Okay.
It depends, but it definitely can be like urgency, be like no.
Okay.
Or during time.
Okay.
Nah.
What about you guys? What do you think?
If I can say nuh-uh, then it's denial. That's all I gotta say.
Do you agree with that, Julia?
I guess so. Yes.
Well, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, it says that denying or deny is a verb, and it's to declare something to be untrue.
Mm.
That's the number one. And then number two, it says to refuse to admit or acknowledge something.
Mm.
Okay. So, Jose. Oh, that's Jose.
Yes.
What do you think causes people to deny knowing someone?
Honestly, I've asked myself that question every single day of my life.
Every day I wake up.
I wake up and I was like,
yeah, sure.
Do I have to acknowledge the fact that Fer is my sister?
Jose Carlos, are you
sometimes,
for real?
Sometimes, hear me out. Sometimes I think that you're so weird. I'm like, do I want to be like compared to, you know, like,
and you literally look just like me, and that's the funny thing.
No, I do not.
Yes.
No, I do not. But yeah, anyways. Yeah, sometimes people are not the most interested in being connected to somebody else. Like, people say, okay, her, oh yeah, she's friends with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Sometimes you don't want that.
Yeah.
Or sometimes someone's a little bit weird.
No.
Exhibit A. There you go.
I showed myself. I'm sorry.
Exhibit C. And no, exhibit B. And then exhibit A. Come on. Go ahead. There you go.
I'm B.
Essentially, all these people right here next to me are weird people, and I'm not sure if I want to be, you know.
No, not you.
C.
This boy right here.
I am C.
Where
you at? B.
Well,
one of the two.
Have
A
you?
Or B. I'm A or B.
Have you guys ever hid the fact that you know somebody?
Maybe.
We don't bring that up. That's in the past.
I mean, sometimes it could be that you're embarrassed of something in your past,
mm-hmm.
and you want to make sure that the past is in the past. Mm. Come on, finish it. Oh, no, copyright.
Past.
Remix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I deny any of those.
You gotta say nuh-uh.
Well, maybe, like I said, it's something that we are ashamed of and we don't want to say.
Yeah.
So we've been going through the book of Matthew, chapter 10, right? That's what we were doing. And it's basically, it starts with Jesus talking to his 12 disciples. He's about to send them. And this Bible verse that we're about to read applies to the 12 disciples back then, but it also applies to us now. Marlon. Yeah. No, it's not you. It's Jose. Can you read Matthew 10:32-33, please?
Yes, it says, "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven."
So what's going on here? Who is denying who?
Men denying God.
Yes, exactly. So basically here we see that we can have a decision, right? Mm-hmm. Whether we deny or acknowledge mm-hmm. God. And in the previous messages, in the previous verses, we see that Jesus is telling them, you're about to be rejected, persecuted, and he tells them it's going to be tough. But don't worry, they're going to have, like, everyone has consequences for their actions. That's what he's saying. And, but then he says that at the very end. He says, you either acknowledge me and say mm-hmm. that you know me. So basically saying, like, you know who I am. We have a relationship. Yeah. Or you deny knowing me. And it says, based on what you decide to deny or acknowledge, the same thing will be done to you by Jesus. Mm-hmm. When he is right in front of God and telling him, yeah, I know this person. I don't know this person.
You gotta choose wisely.
Exactly. So it kind of, this is basically what's going to determine our eternity. Mm-hmm. People don't understand that the decision that you get to make today and whether you know God or not will determine where you're going to spend after you pass from this earth.
Yeah.
Oh, some people might not agree with what I just said. Mm. And that's okay. But please.
I don't agree.
Oh, don't. But please stay and listen, because this is where a lot of people just stop and just say, I don't want anything to do with God, because they just hear that part. Mm. And it's like, okay, God is actually mean, or is he condemning us? And you want me to believe in somebody that's condemning us right here? Well, please stop and listen to this Bible verse that Marlon is about to read.
Stop it.
It's John 3:16-17. Come on, Marlon. This is, we need to know what God, who God is, mm-hmm. what his character is. And these two verses are going to tell us how much we mean to him. Marlon.
It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him."
Yeah. Mm. It's the complete opposite of what people usually think about our God. Mm-hmm. How does that reflect? How does that make you feel about your relationship with Christ?
For me, I know. I was looking at the definition you gave, Fed.
Yeah.
And I know I myself have denied God. Mm-hmm. Like, it says to declare something to be untrue. And under that definition, it gives the example of they denied the allegations. At times, even though the allegations may be true, we gonna deny them anyways. So even though I know myself, even though God is telling me to do this, even though I know God has done this for me, I choose to deny it anyways. Like, it's kind of like, I kind of turn from God and I choose to do my own thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like what you're saying is true and it's good. Because God, if he's saying like, hey, like, all right, you can turn from me, you can deny me, but we'll see about that whenever whenever we get to heaven. We're gonna be like, nah, didn't you didn't know me though. So But I don't know.
No, I see what you're saying. But I think something very interesting is, Marlon, you already acknowledge God in your life.
Yeah.
But even though you acknowledged him, you said that sometimes you turn your back.
Yeah.
That shows that even the people that have already acknowledged God will fail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And will deny him.
Yeah. Even Jesus knew. I mean,
exactly.
That Peter was going to deny him. Yeah.
Exactly. But does that mean that you lose that your salvation in Christ, Julia?
No, because God did not call us to be perfect. He didn't call us to, once we accept him, we're going to be perfect and have this perfect life. But we're still going to mess up. We're still going to be in situations where we're around people and there's that pressure to deny Christ. Peter, who was with Jesus and walked with Jesus, denied him 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus gave him 3 separate times to deny him.
Yeah.
So after that, Jesus gave him another chance. So like, Jesus loves us so much that he saves us and gives us grace, even though he knows us so fully that he knows we're going to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Like, our relationship with God is a personal one. He will not be forcing you to have a relationship with you.
Oh, yeah.
He loves you so much, knowing who you are and what you've been through. He just wants you. So before you deny him, or before you say, well, all these Christians believe in this God and say that God is here, but then they're doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Careful. We will fail. Christ followers will fail. I, Fernanda, the person that's talking to you right here, will fail. And what if one day I deny Jesus by my own disobedience, because we're all imperfect.
Yeah.
But he wants you. The same way he wants us, he wants you.
Yeah. And even though, like it's not like a condemnation, it's like, all right, deny me, I'll deny you, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely like, it's love and it's understanding that we fail and God's like, he gives us a second chance. It's like, Julia, you said it perfectly. Like, he knew Peter was going to deny him. And even yet, like, he forgave him. That's why he sent Jesus, because he knows that we needed his salvation.
Yeah.
So, it was good.
So, for you, if you haven't made that decision, don't deny him. Don't deny him yet without knowing who he truly is. As Christians, or maybe you know somebody that's a Christian that has hurt you, or that has hurt the way you think about God or feel about God, go to the source. Go to the Bible. Read who God truly is. He might surprise you the same way he surprised us. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this Friday. Jose, will you tell them where they can find us?
I guess. if you want to, you can find us at capital ADAW podcast on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. You can also find us at lifeword.org. There's plenty of things that you can learn there. And if you're trying to get more serious about learning more about God and all the aspects of the Word of God and everything, there's this little thing you can find that is follow, which Fred would tell you where it is because I always mess it up.
Follow.lifeword.org for the English version. And this is a place where you can learn who God is. Mm. And if you want to do it in Spanish, you can do it at follow.lifeword.org/Spanish. Guys, we will see you guys. What? We will see you next week. And don't forget that you are loved. See ya.
Friday at 10 a.m. Bye-bye.
Underdogged.